Oh no, Jeffrey's about to get blackpilled! Wait, Jeffrey, no, don't shoot meth up your arm. That's just weird.
Wait, what is he doing now? Why is he just hitting himself in his private parts with a rock?
That's not bone smashing, Jeffrey. Not that bone.
Isn't there someone that can help young Jeffrey to become more attractive?
Adonis! Adonis is the master of looks maxing. He gets his report card back from Wheat Waffles. Ah, yes. 50 out of 10. He is the most handsome man on the planet. And of course, that helps him with the ladies. But it's not just looks maxing that Adonis has done. When Adonis had free time, there were other things that he leveled up that has also helped him greatly. I hear all the time that some of you who watch my videos didn't even realize you weren't subscribed to this channel. So if you can do me a favor and just double check that you're subscribed to this channel, I'd be so grateful. It's the simple and free thing that anyone who watches my videos frequently can do to help my work here. It helps keep everything going, so please just double check that you're subscribed, and I appreciate you for being here. Looks maxing is where you improve your appearance because of the halo effect. The halo effect is quite simply where people will treat you better just because you are more attractive. When I was in high school, I studied psychology, and there was this experiment that we studied where the researchers would get two women. One was slim and beautiful, and the other was fat and ugly. And both women at different times would have a heavy suitcase that they were trying to take up this big flight of stairs. And the researchers calculated the percentage of how many people walked past them and how many people actually helped them. And before I tell you the result, just be honest. If you saw these two women, which one would you stop to help? And don't fuck it. I
bet she has a really nice personality, you know, but fat girls give really good head.
Bro, stop coping. Let's be honest. If you had the confidence to, you would prefer to help the girl who is more attractive because we just want to be kinder to people who are more hot. It's just that simple. The world is shallow. It's stupid, fair enough. But this is the world that we live in. This is the game that we are playing. And so if we have to play this game, we may as well win the game. That's where looks maxing comes in. To get onto looks maxing, you take a real calculation of your physical appearance and you see what you can do to improve that. One of the first things you can do is improve your body, so build an aesthetic body by focusing on the 7 aesthetic muscles that we'll have on screen right now. Just make sure that your workout routine has enough sets and volume for these ones. I actually built my own workout routine, which is what built my natural aesthetic body. And I've got a full course which breaks down everything you need to know about building the physique because it's one of the biggest things you can do to improve your looks. The other massive thing you can do to improve your looks is to improve your face. Mewing is fundamental, and that's basically proper breath posture. And it's simply that you breathe from your nose, not your mouth, and you place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Being a mouth breather makes you uglier. And the secret problem is you might not even realize you're a mouth breather. Most people are actually mouth breathers through the night when you're asleep and you can't really control it. So the thing you can do is to actually tape your mouth shut at nighttime with something called micropore tape. You can go find it on Amazon or in pharmacies. It's super cheap and it's safe to use. And when you tape your mouth shut at nighttime, you'll be basically mewing for free for like 8 hours a night. And then you can lose body fat so your face is more angular. You can get a beard and a haircut style that suits you. And then you can even improve your fashion. These things are so valuable to do, and you will notice so many more girls will be looking at you, messaging you, and most of all, you'll start to take more pride in your appearance, which I think is a very good thing. But when you're ready to make more progress, there are other things you can do beyond looks maxing to increase like how sexually attractive you are to the opposite sex. Because let's just be honest, like, don't fucking cope. We're doing looks maxing to be more attractive to women. You're probably like me, you fucking hate when guys start coping and saying like, no, I'm not doing it for women, I'm just doing it for myself. I'm not going to the gym for women, I'm just doing it for myself. I'm not doing this for women, I'm just doing it for myself. Yeah, but the women are for you though. Just admit that it's okay to work hard to be more attractive to the opposite sex. There's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. That just means you're fucking straight. Congratulations. But so many guys will be like, no, I don't go to the gym for other girls. I don't dress like this for girls. I don't do anything for girls. Girl, I'm not wasting my time on girls. Fag. So there are some other things you can work on where you'll find that so many more girls will be into. And the first one is actually the abundance mindset. Abundance mindset is you having the belief and acting like you are already sexually fulfilled in your life. When you act needy, especially in a sexual way, it is really repulsive to girls. And the reason why, it's like this biological thing. If a girl can tell you are not getting laid and she can sense your desperation, she gets like the ick and sort of revolted away from from you because she thinks, oh wait, every other girl in the world has chosen not to sleep with him, so it's probably the safe option for me to just decide that as well. Now, if you flip the script on that and you act in a way like you're already getting laid, which you might not be, by the way, but you can just fake it till you make it. But if you act like you've got abundance, it's way more attractive to women because then their brain thinks, whoa, like, he's not needy at all. He's probably attracting girls and getting laid. Other girls want to sleep with him. Why? Well, you know, he is actually pretty attractive. And see, they start thinking positive, attracting things about you. And so the way that I like to teach abundance mindset to young guys who ask me for advice is to visualize the double blowjob. So just imagine this. Imagine you have your absolute 10 out of 10 in front of you. Just imagine what she looks like. Imagine this is like Build-A-Bear workshop, but for women. Build-A-Bitch workshop. imagine you just build her in your mind right now. What does your 10 look like? And just imagine her on her knees in front of you. And then click your fingers and spawn another one. So now you've got two of your 10 out of 10s. Now imagine that both of them are giving you a double blowjob. Like imagine both of them are sucking your dick at the same time. Imagine now that this is the highest level of abundance you could have, where right here, right now, you have two of your 10 out of 10 girls who are literally being sexual with you. Now ask yourself, how would you behave with the girl that you're currently texting? Imagine you've been texting this girl to organize for a date today, and she says, oh no, I can't come today, I'm really sorry. How would you respond to that if you are currently getting head from two of your 10 out of 10 girls? How would you respond to the girl who's just canceled you? Well, you'd be like, oh, well, yeah, no problem. You probably wouldn't even reply. You wouldn't even see your phone. You wouldn't really give a shit because right now you're already having fun. And that's so different to how you'd respond to the girl who cancels on the date if you didn't do this visualization and she was the only girl you're talking to and you would be messaging her, oh no, come on, can't you just try and you just come anyway, you know, you can make it and you can make it work. And now her valid reason of canceling on you changes to her belief of you of like, oh yeah, he's actually kind of ugly. He's actually kind of unattractive. He's just needy. Whenever you're interacting with a girl, visualize the double blowjob and then ask yourself, how would you behave towards that girl? Because imagine if you're texting some girl that you know is pretty low quality and then, you know, she's like being disrespectful or she flakes or whatever, you wouldn't give a shit because you've already got two hot girls in front of you. But now imagine if you had a girl who you genuinely believe is really high quality and she's like upset about something, you would still want to go and be with her because she's a high quality girl. Do you see how this works? Not just for like lust, but actually for how you'd behave even in a relationship, because if you care about your woman and she needs your help, or if she's hurt by something, then you'd go and help her, even if you were sort of like visualizing this double blowjob situation. But for most guys, they're in a scarcity mindset, and that's what fucks them up because it makes them seem so needy, so desperate, and that's such a turnoff for women. So visualize the double blowjob. The second thing you can do to add into your looks maxing journey is to learn about female nature. Basically learn red pill. Red pill is learning about female nature and how to basically become more of like the alpha male so that girls want to have sex with you. And the red pill has like a really bad reputation online because it's like toxic and it's full of all these influencers who are just like little degenerates and whatever. So what I would say to you is learn the fundamental philosophy of basically how do women act when it comes to sex. That's what the fundamental red pill knowledge will teach you. How do women behave sexually? And researching that will open your eyes because it will explain behavior that's happened to you or maybe happened to your friends. And you'll be like, oh, so that's why that one date I went on with that girl where it seemed like it was so good, but then she just ghosted me afterwards. That's why. So learn female nature. Actually, in the same program where you get my aesthetic body course, you also get my red pill course where I teach all of this if you wanted to pay for this, but you can probably go find something online for free as well. You probably don't want to get too deep in the red pill space online. I was lucky that when I was growing up, I happened to stumble upon what I call like the real red pill, which was like these old forums, which was anonymous, depersonalized, where guys would just share advice on when it came to women of like how to attract women and how to set boundaries and things like this, which was actually really controversial to speak about. But when you think about it, it's actually not that bad to say like, yeah, going to the gym makes you more attractive to women. Put your foot down and don't get disrespected by a girl who is flirting with another guy. This kind of stuff was kind of underground 10, 15 years ago. But the actual knowledge of the red pill, basically female nature, how women behave when it comes to sex, is so essential for men to learn. This will actually save you in the future from getting cheated on. It will save you in the future from getting divorced, from picking the wrong woman. These things are very important. The third thing that you can learn whilst you're on your looks maxing journey is relationship skills. So let's say you commit yourself to your looks maxing journey and you become more attractive. Then you start to visualize the double blowjob, which gives you this abundance mindset, so you're no longer needy. You learn some things about female nature, so you start to be able to spot which girl is actually high quality and which girl pretends to be. And let's say now you end up getting a girlfriend. This is like some of the least spoken topic for men's dating advice is when you actually get a girlfriend, what should you do? At this point, it's so valuable for you to learn relationship skills. And one of the most fundamental parts of this is learn how to actually speak to feminine women, because the way to speak to a woman is actually so different than the way to speak to men and to your friends. And there's a book which is in plain English, which I really like. It's called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Have a read of that book. And in just the first chapter, it's quite engaging and you're like, oh shit, okay, so I've been speaking to girls wrong my entire life. That's a great book to start learning this kind of stuff. And if you want to take this to the next level, read the book, The Way of the Superior Man by David Dada. You learn these relationship skills when you actually have a girlfriend, and you will have such a happier time with her. I think doing these things alongside your looks maxing journey is absolutely essential, because what you don't want is that you get more attractive, there's girls who are into you, but then they kind of like lose attraction to you because they realize that you're kind of needy and you never even solve that weird psychological desperation that you've had for girls because, you know, you didn't get laid so far and you've been kind of desperate and whatever. So these other three things you can do will really add to your looks maxing journey. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!